Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hello and welcome to Copy in Copenhagen. My name's Owen and I'm with Marius.
Pew-pew!
And I'm with Abby.
Pew-pew! I was going for pew-pew, but that's what came out.
That's what came out.
This is Copy in Copenhagen, a podcast about life in Copenhagen and Denmark and Scandinavia and everything else. And on a Friday, it's news-orientated.
Mm-hmm.
And I say orientated because we're not journalists.
Yeah.
We're just people reading our headlines that we like.
Yeah.
And we all live here. And Abby's got an experience of being here as an American.
I sure do.
I've got experience being here as an Irish person, and Marius, you're Danish.
Yeah.
You're Danish.
Hey,
we are actually coming to you live from Kristi Himmelfahrt. Do you know today is a holiday, Owen?
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, and tomorrow's a holiday. Like, Friday, Thursday, this weekend is a holiday. It's Kristi Himmelfahrt.
What am I doing here, and who's Kristi Himmelfahrt?
I was going to say, what are we doing here? Kristi is Christ. Maybe you've heard of him.
Yep.
Big JC
Himmelfahrt.
Big JK in Danish. Hokay.
Hokay.
Right? How do you say J?
Jolko.
Oh, sorry. Jolko.
Jolko.
Jolko. That's the sickest nickname for Diva.
Jolko.
Oh, Jolko. I don't know. It's when he's supposed to ascend from, I don't know. He's ascending to something. I thought he did that on Easter, but he's ascending again.
Okay.
Yeah, because we've got Ascension. But this is Ascension Day, right?
Yeah.
This is what's called Ascension Day in
I was raised
in English, right?
Pretty Christian, you know?
Yeah. Like, yeah. This is Ascension Day. Today is Ascension Day. So Christ
speeds up to the sky.
So
Himmelfahrt. Can you believe? I kept at home like pretending I couldn't remember that name.
What does he do over Easter then?
I'm like, Himmel poop? Himmel diarrhea? And my kids were like, Himmelfahrt! I was a big hit in my house this morning.
Very good.
Yeah, what does he do? I don't know. So on Easter, so he got crucified.
Yeah.
Then he died on Good Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Or on Monday, Thursday? On Good Friday. I don't know. And then Sunday, he raises from the dead.
Yeah.
Okay, then he raises from the dead. Oh, then he's just been hanging out, walking the earth. Since Easter, he's been performing miracles, and he was returned, like, to life. And then this is the time when he goes up to heaven, I guess.
Oh, so he fucks off for good now.
He fucks off for good. No,
well, he might come
some
back.
Would say he's around all the time.
Oh, yeah, some would.
On the third day he rose. Oh, yeah, okay.
On the third day he rose again.
Yeah, on the third day, so he goes off into the, like, he dies and goes in, and then there's the resurrection.
They put him in that cave.
Yeah.
The stone is put in front
thought
of
that,
it.
I thought,
this is,
on I'm, the third so, day. I'm such a bad atheist.
Yeah. This is going to become a religious podcast. We're going to, and we talk about things that happen in Copenhagen, in Denmark, in Scandinavia, in the world, and in heaven.
Yeah, 40 days after his resurrection, he popped up to, yeah, but he actually, like, isn't it in, doesn't he actually, like, just rise into heaven?
Well, he speeds up
speeds,
to the sky.
Speeds, yeah, farts. Yeah.
I would say he speeds up to the sky is how I would describe it.
Fart is speed, by the way, for those who are like, why did I keep saying fart?
Yeah.
And then Danish. So, like, on road signs in Denmark,
it
like,
says fart.
On the side of the road, it's like a number, like
35 like, fart.
Yeah, 35. It's great.
It's very great. Slow fart.
Very slow fart.
It pleases us all to no end.
Yeah. All right. So we're all here. We all got news that we want to
not
talk
Jesus
about.
Anymore.
No, he's gone off. He's
fucked off.
There.
He's fucked off.
Wait, is it Jolko? Is that what we're calling Jesus now?
JK.
Jolko.
Yeah.
That's what they called Harry Potter writer.
Jolko.
JK.
Wow. But that's kind of fucked because the original Jolko
was
Kristi Himmelfahrt.
I'm sure there was like Joshua. Clam or
before
Kalen,
Jesus?
Before Jesus, yeah.
Okay, that's.
I'm
fine.
Sure he wasn't the original.
The OG JK.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, I got a story.
Okay.
I got some news, completely non Jesus related.
We do the news from 2,000 years ago here.
Yeah. we like to cover.
We like to do the old news.
2,000 years ago.
The old news.
Copenhagen Pride is something that happens every year here.
June, right?
Mm. In June, yes.
A lot of the, like, the rest of the world does their, like, their pride in August, I feel. And I'm always surprised when it's happening here. I'm like, oh, right, it's June here. Is that true?
I think you're right.
Okay, anyway. Carry on.
Yeah. But Pride is typically sponsored by a bunch of companies that are trying to, you know, get a bit of a good publicity.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But also they're supporting a very good case, right? Or a good event. Now, there's been a massive drop of some sponsors for Pride. Maersk has dropped off, Google, Novo, Danish Industry, TUI, Nucredit, DFDS, bunch of them. They won't be putting money into the parade this year. And the reason for that is that they say the trust has been broken a couple of months ago because the Pride organization, they sent out a sort of a press release where it said that the organization stands in solidarity with the Palestinian people and that the organization towards partners would express a worry if the companies had business activities in Israel and the occupied Palestinian areas.
They would express concern.
Yes.
So the companies, these billion-dollar companies, are like, okay, you broke our trust mm-hmm. by expressing concern.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool, man. That's mm-hmm. cool. That's yeah. cool. You're supporting Palestine and you express concern. We're out of here. How am I supposed to ever trust you again?
Yeah, well, so they interpreted that the organization was now putting these demands for sponsors about choosing a side in the war. That's how it was interpreted. Copenhagen Pride has following this, sort of apologized, and they are stating that there's no demand for the company supporting Pride to be pro or anti any government to collaborate with Pride. So
they apologized for expressing concern?
Yeah.
That's fucked too. What the fuck? I mean, like, what a bummer. What, everything's just a bummer.
Yeah, yeah. No one comes out looking great in this story, sadly. I feel like the companies are quite sort of, probably it's for them, you know, it's publicity. They don't want to be sort of put in some kind of, get some bad press out of this. They were hoping to get good press. Like, what is this? There's some corporate responsibility. What is this? RP? What was that called, that thing? They do CRS or something?
I don't know. Sucking up. They're trying to, like, what is it? It's like greenwashing or whatever.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
This, like, thing. I mean, yeah, but I don't object to that on principle, but it is something I think, especially with, like, prides around the world, you've seen, like, a lot of, like, right, like, rainbow IKEA bags kind of things that are like a yeah, just like sort of yeah. like a marketing ploy
yeah, yeah.
that's not necessarily grounded in any real support around like, I don't know, but however it does something to like a culture when it is seen that big companies are supporting like people's identities.
Yeah, definitely. Like, of course, there's like it'd be naive to think like, oh, there's no marketing behind, like, strategy behind yeah. it. But it is an acceptance and a progression into society when these issues are brought to the fore. And
yeah, we all know that. So yeah. it's not like a
exactly. It's like yeah, they're like it's the same shit. Like it's a known thing, right? Yeah. Money's behind all of that.
Rainbow but, washing is what this should be, not greenwashing. Rainbow, I guess that's probably what they thought.
But yeah, it's also like. There's a lot of the people from the sort of leadership of the Pride organization have stepped down. So yeah, that's not great either. Why was that so funny?
It's like Marius is like walking on like lava. You're like, don't want to get my toes in this.
yeah, for sure. But I don't feel like they should apologize. Maybe it was a bit of a clumsy way of positioning their sort of opinion. I think they could have just been like, we stand in support of the Palestinian people.
Yeah.
And we hope the people who sponsor us would do the same.
Like, I guess this is the kind of thing that I should probably like read what they wrote and whatever. Because like you saying to me that Copenhagen Pride put out an announcement where they support Palestine feels good.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
And them saying, and we I don't know. I guess that's the thing, is I don't know what they said about expressing concerns. Like, they say they weren't going to work with people unless they explicitly said they were supporting Palestine. I don't know, whatever. But
But I'm going to put this one aside, right? But like, when you're like, some, you said earlier on, like, things are, you know, there's a lot of crappy things happening, right? Blah, blah, blah. To kind of broaden this whole kind of topic of like having an opinion or protesting or da, 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 it feels like it's kind of skipped on, frog jumped into whole new things. Like, so like the issues in university campuses now, it's like, that's gone so far beyond just basic protesting. That's becoming like the right to free speech and like whether like pressure from external parties and stuff. It's like one small, whatever the spark is to start these things, it like, it's triggered so many other little issues and topics and viewpoints that we were like, for years and years, for good or bad, we were like kind of not thinking about the interconnection, the weaves of everything. But now we're like, it's crazy.
And that's why we're not the news.
Yeah, that's why we're not the news.
And it feels incredibly difficult to navigate it. Right? Feel like you're walking on tenterhooks all the time. Because like, can I express an opinion? Or do I know my own opinion?
Yeah.
Like, do I trust my own opinions on shit?
Yeah. Like, just stick to my classic, war is bad.
War is bad.
Murder, bad.
Bad.
Anything that puts kids in danger, really, bad. Really, really bad. That's my classic one. That's
war, more Jar Jar.
Yeah.
No Dia, Neto, some of them are still supporting the Pride. It's happening in August, but they are...
Oh, it's happening in August and everywhere else it happens in June.
Maybe that's how it is.
Yeah, okay.
They are going to be hit significantly on their finances, obviously, from this. And that's going to result in a smaller parade.
So Neto and Nordia are two that are continuing to support, that aren't backing out because of this. That's cool.
Yeah, but they did say sort of if you don't want more, if you want to avoid more, dropping more sponsors.
They said that?
and to win some back, something dramatic, some drastic has to happen.
They
can save it if they get rid of the top board.
So. Oh my god. That Nordia and Neto said that?
Yep.
God, sponsors get involved, huh? Yeah. Jesus Christ. But this is kind of connected to in Malmo right now, Eurovision is happening. And Israel is participating. And so security is
By the time up. Actually at the time of recording, there's the semifinals.
Okay, so we don't know.
We don't
know what's happening
at the moment. Yeah.
Okay, when you're listening to this, but anyway, it's something. It's fucking. It's up. It's up.
It's
this is up.
Fucking.
Hey, up. This is, oh my god. God Almighty.
But yeah, no, it's true. Eurovision is happening. Hip hop happening here in not so much hip hop, but it's happening in Malmö. And Denmark has a song in the semifinals, hoping to get into the finals. We haven't been in the finals since 2019.
Same with Ireland. Ireland got into the finals, though.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. They made us listen to the Irish song before we started recording this, and I didn't know what it was. And I was like, can you turn whatever this is off?
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Sorry, Ireland. It was on Marius's bad phone speaker, so maybe it's a really good song, and that was the problem.
It sounded like a way more interesting song than the Danish one. The Danish one sounds like the most generic EDM.
But it wasn't like even offensive on a phone speaker, though, because it was just like 1,000 songs I've heard before.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so it was like, I could categorize it.
Put your ringtone off, Marius. Just start recording.
Oh, sorry, Denmark. I'm sure you'll do great. But, I mean, it sounds like a song. It sounds like a song.
It sounded like every song.
It sounded like a lot of songs.
Yeah.
A lot of songs.
So, sorry to say, Zappa, who's the name of the artist, performing and singing. Yeah.
We don't have Marius's vote.
We don't have my vote. Nil point din marga. But we're being seeded to get an 11th place in the semi-final. I don't know.
That's not. It's no.
And that that means that we wouldn't go to the final then.
I think Switzerland is number one ranked at the moment. They're the favorites.
Switzerland?
Yeah.
Okay. I think it's Austria.
Maybe Austria. I don't know. We'll find out on Saturday. So you were talking about Neto. what?
Did they write back to us?
No, Neto hasn't written back to us. No, not yet. But I don't know if we should.
Really surprising.
We still have. I know. Those who listen know that we wrote to Neto, giving them some pointers about how they should set up their markets, supermarkets recently. But in Frederica. So you know where Middelfart is? Again, that's a place. You know Middelfart? And there's like a town north of, I think...
Fredericia.
Yeah, that's it. Fredericia. Yeah. So two supermarkets in Fredericia. Now, actually, since the article has come out, it's one again. But two supermarkets, Netto and Superboxen, put up signs saying no kids are allowed into their supermarket between 8 in the morning and 1 in the afternoon.
What?
Yeah.
Are you kidding
me? No, for all school children, no entry between 8 and 13 in the weekdays.
And
what?
Because the kids were going in en masse and like causing havoc and stealing things.
That is so crazy.
So it's like a raiding party of small children going into Neto.
Yeah. So like it became so much, and they noticed so many like things being stolen. And I think 10 children or 10 teenagers or young people have been reported to the police for theft. Right?
That is so crazy.
Now Neto has removed the sign at the time of recording, but Superboxen still has it up. Okay. But I like this idea of like it, like they must, somebody must have like picked up like a can of Coke and stolen it or something and been like, I got away with that, and then told a friend, and they're like, I can try that, and then it becomes like this raiding parties of kids.
We had a kiosk very close to our school, and we would all just pile in there also because he couldn't, you know,
but this,
keep track of anything, so people were just nicking things.
This is an example of authoritarianism.
I'll
keep you lighthearted.
That is fucked. That is fucked.
But it's an analogy for the power that people have. That if we decided to get up and work as one and take something down, we could. But they'd keep us down by putting stickers on doors saying, not between 8 and 1 o'clock. And this is what's keeping the people down.
But is it even... I guess they can as a private... Yeah, I guess you can just kind of say...
Don't they all these places have like the right to reserve entry or whatever?
But you wouldn't be doing... But like... But there would be some rules, like if you did it, in, you know, depending on race or ethnicity or something like that, then there would be laws against that, obviously.
I'm sure you could probably, like, so, if this...
And this does fall in under some kind of, age discrimination.
Yeah, I'm sure somebody... This is fucked. If someone this wanted to go the full hog, they could take this to court.
I hope something happens. I mean, I'm not a litigious person by nature.
Big word. I hope
they figure it out before it gets taken to court. You cannot keep children out of a grocery store for any hours during the day. I'm sorry. That's crazy. That is crazy.
Are you, by law, meant to allow someone to use the toilet if they need to? Is that Denmark? Glass of water anyway. You have to give it.
No, but they charge you for water here. In America, they have to give
you
water.
Oh, that's it.
Sure.
Yeah. Because we got charged for water.
Because here they do like 15 kroner glasses of water. It's fucking crazy. Yeah, I could. Let's do an episode on it.
We had a meeting at a place once, and then we got glasses of water and we got charged for the water and we all got very upset about it.
Because we also got other things.
We got other things as well.
I actually do understand. I mean, I don't understand. Like, I think you should give water for free. I think water is it's a resource.
Toilets and water.
It's a human goddamn right.
Fucking have. But
no matter what age you are.
Yeah.
And if I need a bottle of water, I should be able to go into Superbucks
and just get
and just take.
That's what those kids were doing. They were protesting.
Yeah.
They were like demanding their human rights.
Yeah, I'll keep an eye on that, see what happens next with
my
that.
But God,
that
was crazy.
That caught my attention.
Okay, I got a couple more and then we gotta go. Listen, we have things to do.
All right.
Are you saying you don't have time for the listener? Is that what this is?
No, I do. I have lots of time for the listeners. We're going to...
This is not for us. All right.
I just hate you guys. Okay, listen. They're trying to change the laws that I complain about all the time. The family reunification laws. They are loosening them by July 1st, 2024. That is good. That is a big deal. They are...
But what are you going to complain about, though?
Oh, there's plenty to complain about still. Don't worry. Also, I already did all of these requirements, so I'm pissed about that. But no, I'm not. I'm actually really happy. What's happening is they are having the financial requirements. So right now, I think you have to have 100,000 kroner set aside for the bank or like put it up as a deposit at first. And now it's going to be half of that. It's going to be 50. And the other thing is, if you have worked for 5 years full time in Denmark to apply for a permanent residency, you don't have to take the PD3 exam. Mm. So they are getting rid of that language requirement. Still, to like get your thing go down, you still have to take like the first test and the second test, but you don't have to take the high school level fluency test, which I took and passed. I have noticed lately, though, I think that's good. That's really good that those laws are softening. They need to do more. The laws in this country around immigration, especially for me, because I notice it, because this is me, around families who are just trying to stay together. It is insane. It should be illegal. And every time the EU looks at it, they say it is.
Yeah.
So it's really crazy. And this is a move in the right direction. However, there's also a law just put out by Venstre to encouraging to cut the number of immigrants that are on early pensions in Denmark. They're like, how do we save some money in this country? Let's get rid of some early pensions for immigrants and put them back into the workforce. Mm. And if it's somebody's choice, great. If they want to go back into the workforce.
Yeah.
But it doesn't really sound like that's what's going to be. So anyway, we're not all done. We're not all done with the way that immigrants are the xenophobia in Denmark, but hopefully the family reunification laws will keep shifting in the right direction. Jesus Christ.
Just heard of a new, what's this kind of political Danish satire program, and they mentioned a social democrat who's been getting a bit of attention recently because he's been, kind of shouting from the mountaintop, what's the expression, saying that he sees sort of, he's coming with some wild claims about sort of some gay, like that basically immigrant gangs are taking over, you know, and he's not talking about like in some kind of ghetto, he's talking about infiltrating pharmacies. He feels like there's like in pharmacies and in public institutions and in canteens, like some wild notions about that this is happening in Danish society, based on some two reports from Sweden that talks about something like this. But in this program, they did an interview with him or showed a clip from an interview where they highlighted, well, you've taken two reports from Sweden, so it has nothing to do with Denmark. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you could draw some parallels. And you've just kind of taken the data you want from each to fit your narrative.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was completely incorrect.
So what pharmacies have been taken over?
Yeah.
the one that me and Owen are running.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Can I give us a last story?
Just to say that, like, yeah, there's plenty of crazy Danish politicians still pushing for some insane immigrant laws.
Crazy. You have the squeakiest chair in the universe, by the way.
I love it. It's like makes us feel, you know, we're here together.
We're cozy.
You feel it. Yeah. Okay, here is the last story for the day, unless you guys have a last story for the day.
I'll see how I feel.
I got a great one. Okay, do you guys hear, you guys already talked about that some guy left a shark on a bike path?
Yes!
Yeah, we did Creature Feature 2.0 or what happened, was it the second one? We talked about it last week.
It's a meter and a half, 1.5 meter long shark.
700 miles from the sea, wasn't it?
psychopath.
That was another. That was a marlin they'd found.
Okay. I'm getting my fish mixed up.
They found him. They found the guy.
They found the guy.
He stunk like shark, and they checked him down.
Who was he? What?
They caught him shark-handed. they caught him one-handed. What? I don't know. Okay.
Was he thinking about?
That was pretty good thinking. I get it, but it was hard to. Yeah. But nice try.
Thank you.
Hey. You know, I appreciate a pun. I do. I appreciate one. Okay. They found him. I don't know how they found him. They found him, though, and they he was like, I found it dead in Copenhagen Harbor, and he just decided to do this. I don't know. I feel like this is...
That's
like,
brilliant.
It's like true art, right? Like
that's
everything
brilliant.
You see on Instagram, it's not art anymore. Like people put it on this guy took a dead shark.
I'm going to take this shark and I'm just going to take it inland and fuck with people's heads.
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
I love it.
I think our idea was like somebody bought it for dinner or with the family. And then the kids didn't want it, so he threw it out.
It was an impulse buy.
Yeah. Decided not to go with the shark.
It's not going
to
fit in my gold. My
how
fish
did
gold
someone
bone
find
bone
that's bone. So cool? What?
I don't know. I was blocked by a paywall for the rest of the article. But listen, he found it dead in the harbor. That's all we know. That's why this is not the news.
Yeah. Because we only have access to half of an article.
Yeah.
All right. Until Monday. Monday's going to be a fun episode. Check out Monday.
Oh, wait. I have a hot tip.
Oh, you got a hot tip?
Yeah. I am hosting another really great comedy show at Bremen Theater and in Aalborg on Sunday. So Bremen on Saturday this week and Aalborg on Sunday. Mm-hmm. And it's the Comedy Store is presenting three comics, Jamali Maddox, Sid Singh, and Eddie Hare, I think his name is. Oh, no. I should have looked. Anyway, they're really funny. They're really funny, and they're really talented guys, and I am also going to be there. So if you want to come, check it out on livenation.dk, or I have two tickets for each show that I can give to you if you want to come. So you can email us at copingincopenhagen@gmail.com. And if you're a Patreon, a Patreon. If you're a Patreon, also let me know and I'll give you two tickets too. So the first people that email us, you got them. And the Patreons that ask too can also. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
That's nice. That's kind.
Well, I mean, they're kind, aren't they? Don't we love our Patreons so much? We love them more than the rest of you, in fact. Thank you.
Thank
mostly
you.
To you.
All right. Until Monday.
Stay
Coping. Interesting choice.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.